Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The Louisville Improvisers.
Hey guys.
Hey, boy.
Dang it, yeah. Now I'm just a little tired, man. It was a great show last night, though.
You still have your Valentine sweater on.
I do. All right.
Did you sleep in the car again?
It's too cold. No, I slept. But look, you know, here's the thing, man. I'm not going to tell you where I slept.
I ask because I care.
Well, good. I'm glad you care. Everything is fine.
Yeah.
I just, it was a late night. It was Valentine's Day. I think we all, we celebrated,
Together.
Together.
Well, you two were together. You two stayed at the bar last night.
Well, yeah, we kind of closed it down.
We tend to do that. Yeah, buddy?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it's like... Well, okay, I didn't go directly home. I went to the Nowhere Bar after that, and then I went to the Garage Bar.
Yeah.
And then I went to Connections.
You ended up at Connections again?
On my way home.
Did you, did they do what they did last time? Did they ask you on stage?
Yeah, well, it's the thing. I mean, it's really weird, a bunch of people, drunk people at 6 in the morning. I didn't realize, I guess I still had a little bit of improv left.
Wow.
So we did like a couple.
In the tank.
Yeah, little in the tank. I wasn't running on E. And then.
Didn't do any E?
I didn't. I'd smoked enough pot for, 3 Jamaicans. So I'm just like, let's just take it easy here. And
you don't like to mix.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I've taken a bunch of, E. I mean, it's like for me, and I guess. This is public record, so I'll say it here on the podcast. I'm more like an every other weekend.
Yeah. Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
I'm not.
It takes longer to rebound, right?
It does. It does, and it just wears me out. And it's like right now, I'm beat, man. We're recording this at, 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday, and I just woke up.
You look good, though.
Well, I shaved.
Yeah.
I didn't shower. I didn't comb my hair.
But you shaved.
I did.
That's what my aunt called it growing up.
Sponge off a little.
Yeah.
I did. Went to the gas station and just used the bathroom and put some air in my tires and.
There you are.
And I'm here. I'm ready to go.
You ready to do it all over again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm a professional, man. I need to eat. We're going to order, right?
Yeah, we were waiting.
No.
Something?
I already ordered for us.
Oh, okay. Well, you said you got the hummus plate?
I got the hummus plate for you.
Yeah.
And for Brian, I got you the buffalo chips.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You like those?
I just had surgery, but no, that'll be fine.
No, yeah. Well, no, you got to...
Connection? None?
Internal, I guess. Yeah. So, food.
Did they change your diet now that you... had to now that you had surgery, and why don't you tell all of our listeners out there?
Laparoscopic hernia surgery.
And
did it go well?
It went smoothly.
Yeah, how well? What time frame on the?
I'm gonna guess 3 hours.
Procedure was 3 hours.
Yeah,
procedure was about 45 minutes.
Okay,
and then recovery time. Who took you to the hospital and picked you up?
My friend Mike Tolfo.
Good, so you can always depend on the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came in, man.
Yeah.
So I'm waking up, getting ready to go. He came in. He's asking questions about the medication.
Good. Look at that.
All that stuff. That,
That.
Pals.
That's
pals.
A good friend.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
Pals.
Yeah.
It's not a good friend. That's a real friend.
That's a real friend. Right.
Resistant.
Yeah. Been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Yeah, I've seen him come see our shows.
Yeah. He's one of he's a regular at our show. He's been to a few.
Yeah.
There last night.
No, he wasn't.
Well, no.
Because it was Valentine's Day, and so he had to be with his wife.
Lovely wife and kids.
How is his kid?
Kids.
Kids.
They're adorable.
Healthy, right?
Yeah.
Good.
How old are they?
I don't know.
They're under 21.
Okay. All right. So they're twins.
It was a long night for you last night.
Look, trust me.
He's getting his phone out.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Now, it's for the first time Chris Anger has entered the 21st century.
Fuck both of you.
Well, I think that this is to our long-term listeners. They know how we feel about Chris's choice of phones, or not a choice, actually.
Look, I was eligible for an upgrade.
Yeah, and you upgraded.
I upgraded.
Five.
I went right to the five. And then it wasn't like I needed the five, but it was the only one they had. I realized I'm going to get a smartphone. I never had a smartphone before. And I thought, you know what? What the heck? Let's get a smartphone.
Tell us about your favorite apps.
Yeah. Have you been downloading a lot of apps?
No, I haven't. I have not. I have not.
Do you have an iTunes account that you can use to?
Daddy-O, you bring up a really good question. I love music.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the record store business for many years. I've never bought a song on iTunes.
Okay.
Ever.
Do we need to take you through this?
No, I'm not. I mean,
by choice.
It's by choice.
Okay.
I still go buy records.
Okay.
CDs. I have an iTunes library, but I've never purchased any through
That's all I meant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you don't. It's not that you have to. You can also use it to buy apps, because there are certain apps that you actually have to pay for.
Right, I guess so. But what app do I need to pay for? Do I actually need?
Is that better?
Much better.
Speaking a little closer to everybody now.
Oh, okay. So was your mic off?
That wasn't.
Might have been. Is mine on?
Oh, yours is on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
But here I am, everyone.
Well, hey, Brian.
Hey.
Good to see you, Daddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is going to be great. We were just waiting for the girl,
I don't think she's coming. I think she's blowing us off again.
That's fucking kids today, man.
Yeah. You text,
I was always taught that dead air is really bad.
Well, am I the only one that can fucking talk?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to send a text to the girl and find out where the fuck she is.
All right. Well, it's Valentine's Day. She may have...
Yeah, she might have gotten lucky.
Well, I don't know.
I doubt that.
Out with the gals. That was the thing this year.
The fucking Sex in the City girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
That was a lot of our house last night.
Well, a lot of single women, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't recognize a lot of those faces.
No, it was a good crowd. It was a good crowd, especially because the weather was kind of funky.
I felt it was kind of a hostile show.
Well, you guys were getting into it.
Yeah.
Your scenes were all
dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Airing of a lot of stuff under the bridge. Yeah.
But afterwards, Brian, how about you after Chris took off?
I stayed there. I had one more drink with my friend. Shot a fire ball.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like cinnamon. Then I paid my buddy's tab. I got in the car and drove home because we also were experiencing some weather.
Yeah, and despite the weather, we had a good house.
Friendly house.
Yeah,
friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, despite our antipathy towards them.
I don't know if it was antipathy, more like outright hostility at times, seemed like.
Yeah, it was sort of interesting because there's a couple of times that, there was like a couple of things where, their reaction was sort of.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys were hot with each other. There was a lot of negativity flowing out there.
Well, I wouldn't call it negativity. I call it
energy. I call it passion.
I call it energy. I call it passion. I call it as we... And we're all...
I don't care what you call it. It's what it was,
How'd you feel about it?
The scenes were still funny and good.
Yeah. You all did some good stuff with... what was the... not on a roller coaster? What were you on a...
Oh, with Jenny?
Yeah.
No, no, merry-go-round.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was sweet. It was a lot of good physicality good environment work. Mm-hmm. And to the improv thing, Brian and I weren't negative. We weren't angry. It's what's called in the business raising the stakes.
I think so.
The emotional
stakes. I think
so.
It was truthful. It was honest.
And it was good. Mm-hmm. And I just got a text from the girl. She forgot to tell us she wasn't coming.
Okay.
Why should today be any different?
Yeah.
So I just want to let our listeners know that
We
invited her. She knew about it.
It's not like last week when we left her.
It's an open invitation to an after-show brunch.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's part of our standard business mm-hmm. practice. I mean, we have rehearsal once a week.
Mm-hmm. At the Palatial Louisville Improvisers
Manor.
The rehearsal
manor.
Wing.
The manor. Yeah.
Yeah, the rehearsal wing. Well, I mean, it's past the awards corridor.
Right.
And
hey, that picture's looking really good up there.
It is.
Don't you think so?
And dude, you did a fantastic job with the lighting.
Oh well, thank you.
I was about to bring that up too. I don't know. It's artistry in itself.
Well, you know, unfortunately, what scares me, guys, is that a lot of times people just see me as a lighting guy. You know.
Well, I know it's true because I mean, it is your forte.
It's my passion. I love to light things.
Right.
I also love to improvise. Improv is my job.
Improvise, and
I like my job, but lighting is my passion.
It shows because
Can you move a little to the right?
There. Good. Oh, you found it.
Well, have I ever had a trouble finding my light?
Okay. Now you've got a shadow going across half
Well,
of your
maybe
face.
I'm doing that on
good.
Purpose.
No, that's what
like
I'm saying.
It's moody.
Barrymore.
It's very noirish.
Because I got back at 6 o'clock this morning. I was, mm-hmm. You know, that's why I left early.
Lighting the brunch?
Well, yeah, I look up.
Doing a dry
you
tech.
You like that rig?
Oh, yeah.
So I did a hang this morning. Yeah.
We are looking up. Well, we're professionals.
That's commitment.
Okay?
So, yeah.
We all follow direction.
Doug helped me. Doug and Scott just looked at me and then walked away. But Doug helped me, and we did that hang this morning. Rented all this stuff from Lighting Louisville.
Light Up Louisville?
Lighting Louisville does light up Louisville.
Oh, you're talking about the actual company, not the event.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Light on?
No, light. Yes, light on Louisville.
Light on Louisville. Mm-hmm. Shed a light on Louisville. How about
well, those in quotation, right? Parentheses.
Or like the Rolling Stones, "Shine a Light." I'm the only one here. Okay, I guess we're back to the music.
Did you happen to see that on Pandora, they have a new algorithm based on the music that you pick,
uh-huh.
right? The station that you pick on there, and the tunes that you listen to, they can figure out if you're more leaning toward voting Democratic or Republican. So that they're opening up for more ad revenue because most 90% of their money comes from ads. So they've added this algorithm in there so they can sell political advertisement
based on what you.
Listen
yeah.
to?
Yeah, there's some sort of – yeah, and what I thought was the funniest thing that they found out was that – I mean, there are certain things. Like a lot of country music, you're going to be more right-wing. You're going to be more Republican.
Sure. That's a given.
Yeah, but what I found is that Pink Floyd, Republican.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know, but I'm
– I don't listen to Pink Floyd.
I listen to Pink Floyd.
I've seen Pink Floyd.
So have I.
Yeah. Which tour? Animals?
The Balloon.
Animals.
That was the only time I saw him.
Yeah, well, that's the only time I've seen.
So, does this mean that I'm a Republican now?
Well, I mean, I think you were a Republican when we first met.
Oh, yeah?
But I've only voted Republican once in my life.
Right.
No, twice.
Yeah, Reagan? Once,
no, Bush.
Oh, both
elder.
Of them?
Oh, no, just the elder. Okay. The elder, not the younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I did, I mean.
Come on, Michael Dukakis?
I was
a little frightened.
Here's the deal. I was a big Kitty fan.
Me too.
Okay.
But I didn't, you know, and I liked
but,
Olympia.
But, I mean,
Dukakis.
I voted, I mean, her name wasn't on the ballot, but I voted for Kitty.
Okay, I understand.
All right? You can't blame him.
No, but, you know, they said Rolling Stones, groups like Beatles, Rolling Stones appeal both sides.
Sure.
They're
universal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Pink Floyd, I mean, that's pretty weak, man.
That's weird to me. I just didn't think that...
Well, they're not good anymore. They haven't,
well,
been,
they haven't played together in 30 years.
Well, I mean, well, they,
when David Gilmour left.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, who knows what they are, but Roger Waters is the one that left. Technically, there's Pink Floyd.
You're right.
Roger Waters left, and then he took over, you know, Dark Side of the Moon, you know, Animals, mm-hmm. And kind of, well, after Syd Barrett kind of had his untimely acid trips. But, and then Gilmour split off, and, did, you know, they did, like, Final Cut, and just fucking, it all sounded like Pink Floyd, but.
There was no heart.
There was no depth. There was no soul.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Roger Waters' solo is not really interesting either.
But, you know, one of the Russians danced, she was an American. She's an American. She did her short form program, I have figure skating, to Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Yeah, which is back to, about Syd
Shining.
Barrett.
Back to Shining.
But, right? But, you know, that's, yeah. Which, I don't know what it all means, but I just, can you move a little to the left now? I've got the rotating gobos in there. There
okay,
it is.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well,
Brian, Brian, here. Can you put some of this powder on the top of your head?
Oh, sure.
It's a little shiny.
No, powder. I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, by the way, am I the only one eating the hummus?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty much for you. We to be honest.
None of us like Greek food.
Oh, I mean, that's not all I'm eating. That's an appetizer for the table. I mean, it's distinctly, you know, I mean, we got the wings, right?
Do you remember
right?
last week?
Well, yeah, I remember last week.
And we had to stop for Greek food.
I mean, how is that even remotely a problem?
It wasn't a problem. We did it.
We did.
We just don't.
We don't really like
as much as you.
Oh, well, we're at the Bardstown. It's not necessarily a Greek restaurant, even though they have some of the best hummus in town.
Nice.
You pulled that out of the
hopper.
Yeah. I'll have a piece of that pita.
Yeah, well, no, help yourself to the pita.
Can I have the celery?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I love the hummus. I'm not big on celery.
I love celery.
Eat the celery. Take, you know what, dude, here, just take it.
Thank you.
Don't bite it and put it back. Just eat the whole thing. It's yours.
Not like you did to my box of Russell Stovers.
Uh-oh.
Look, how did I know? Michelle left it on the bar. I didn't know that it was... They were opened already.
I know, but you didn't have to take a bite out of three of them and then put them back because you didn't like them and then push your finger into the other six.
Actually, that wasn't my finger, but okay.
Oh.
I mean, wait. Dude, really?
Yeah, I mean, I still ate them.
Of course you did. I mean, look. I knew you would. I mean, you're just mad because she got mad at you.
Yeah, she did get mad at me.
Okay.
Where was I while this was going on?
You were over in the corner talking to...
yeah, that girl.
Yeah, the one that came to the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Kind of tall?
Tallish?
The
tallish. Tall-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, but any...
No, I wouldn't say she was tall, but she was tall-ish.
No, you're tall.
She wasn't as tall as me.
Well, God, no.
No.
No, I mean...
Somewhere between the two of us.
Somewhere between the two of us. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's like about a foot. So that's
a lot of wiggle room.
There's right. definitely some wiggle room in there. I mean, you know, I think that's actually the ideal woman is somewhere between my height and your height. Because any younger than me, she's either a dwarf or a child.
Right.
Which is not wrong. I'm just saying height-wise.
Yeah.
Well, right. The child part is wrong.
The child part is wrong.
No, I mean, absolutely. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Louisville improvisers go well.
Very to a very firm stance
against child pornography. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, didn't we do a PSA on that a couple of years
we
ago?
We did.
I've never seen it.
Well,
was it court ordered? I don't have another piece of that pita.
That celery's really good.
I'm thinking about maybe ordering a veggie burger.
Are you meat free?
Yeah. What is this?
Well, you're
doubling
know,
up on it.
Well, you know, as you know, last night was the anniversary of my heart procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying. You know, well,
we saw the banner.
Okay. You know, I'm sorry. You know, first of all, Brian, I'm sorry I lived.
What was the temperature last night outside? It was like maybe 10, 15 degrees.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. And you blocked off your entire block in front of your house. Put that banner up, thinking that people were going to come out for a street party last night.
What were you thinking, man? Where was your head?
Well, my head was in the clouds, as usual. You know, here's the deal, and I think John Lennon said it best. I'm a dreamer, okay? But I'm not the only one.
No, you may say.
Right, you may say I'm a dreamer.
A dreamer.
But I'm not the only one.
Not at this table.
Not at this table. And I think, you know, one, you know, if you want to talk about the commonality, the bonding agent of Louisville improvisers is the fact that we're dreamers and optimists, and we shoot for the stars.
Yeah. We don't always hit them.
No, we don't even come close.
No. Well,
but that's not the point, right?
That's not even remotely the point, my friend.
It's sort of like the most American teams in the Winter Olympics.
Right, and we should say that just Alec is competing. Our official Olympics liaison.
Yeah. Yeah, I left. I just left the watching off of the see it? Look, turn around. Look.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Women's cross-country relay.
Oh, sure.
The Swedes are going to take it.
All right, well, again?
I totally believe it, yeah. No, well, Norway's never lost this competition.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Last time the Swedes won it was 19... Well, they never won this competition, but, you know... Last time they came close. They did individual cross-country. They have won. I think that was 52 in Helsinki.
Right, and that silence you heard was, my eyes glazing over.
Well, some people are interested.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm.
I'd be interested to find out if what the Olympics ratings are, because I actually, and this is nothing personal against the athletes or America.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, as a public, we're public people. Uh-huh. So
the Winter Olympics are never going to do as well as the Summer Olympics in the United States.
Why is that?
Because we're not very good in the Winter Olympics. I mean, there are certain things that we are good at in the Winter Olympics, but we never win all, like, alpine. I mean, some alpine skiing, Bodie Miller did, but for the most part, cross-country skiing, we've never won. We won last night the first time an American woman has won, a medal in skeleton.
Yeah, which I have absolutely no idea.
It's just it's like, remember when you were a kid and you would go down the side of a hill as fast as you could, either on your bicycle or on a piece of wood in the snow?
Yeah, wait. Get her attention. Get her attention.
Hey.
Tammy? Tammy. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I think it's Tina.
Oh, is it Tina?
Yeah.
Tina,
sorry. You've been calling her Tammy this whole time.
The whole time.
It is
Tina. I just thought she was a bitch.
Yeah, no.
No.
She just doesn't
Tina?
Like
Tina? Is it really?
Really, yeah. It's Tina. It's always been Tina.
Go ahead.
Dude, I wasn't going to tell him.
Tina? Tina?
I'm sitting between these two. And
Tina, yeah, can I get a veggie burger, no cheese? And some more hummus? You guys want anything?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
No, I ate before you guys got here.
No.
Oh. I mean, I was so hungry from hanging the lights.
Okay. Brian?
I'm all right.
All right. I mean...
No, go ahead. By all means, have some more hummus. Right.
Yeah. Brian, are you having money problems again? You paid for somebody else's bar tab last night, and so you're tapped out, aren't you?
I'm a little
cash
busted.
Poor?
Yeah.
A little cash?
Well, yeah. It's just a cash flow issue.
Okay. Well, I mean.
It's going to sort itself out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're working again.
You need
I'm in public education.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's like an ATM machine.
Here,
take
this. Okay, take this.
Thank you.
Look, for the group. This is from the group. This is a little bit of the door, okay?
Okay.
$4.
Well,
Well, look, I mean, the rest of it, we got bills.
Right.
Oh yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
you want me to cover your? I guess I have to cover your food bill today.
I'll get the next one.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you said.
No, I swear. I'll get the next one.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean,
all right. Thank you.
All right. So, what were you saying about the Olympics?
It doesn't really matter. You aren't listening anyway.
Well,
one last thing. The only last thing I want to say is a lot of people say that the Olympics really don't get started until what happened today. The ice hockey tournament began today.
Right.
As opposed to the field hockey, I guess.
That's the Summer Olympics.
I know. I'm just saying.
And India's the powerhouse in that.
I'm just, my only point was when you say ice hockey, as far as I'm concerned, there's hockey.
It's the only hockey.
Yeah.
Well, there's ice hockey as opposed to field hockey.
Right. And I'm just,
And ski ball.
I just thought it was an interesting.
Tonsil.
Huh?
Tonsil hockey. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on.
playing a little of that last night, Brian?
Yeah, well,
that
yeah.
That tall girl?
Yeah, that tall-ish girl.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, her name was Tammy. Dina. Tori. Tori.
Noah. Her name?
Her name was Noah.
Noah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Greek?
Man.
Oh, his name was Noah.
No.
Oh, hey, look, here's the deal. First of all, Louisville Improvisers have gone on record as saying we have, you know, we don't discriminate.
Yeah, we don't.
We are LGBT friendly.
Don't forget the Q.
LGBTQ?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that's for questioning.
Oh, so you're not sure.
Right.
Gotcha.
I thought it was for queer.
So did I.
It's not?
No, it's for questioning. And that was just added in. Yeah.
Because, just recently?
Yeah, in the last year or so.
The last, newsletter?
Well, I read a book a year ago that it wasn't in, and then this book I read, because I'm the official gay reader at for the American Printing House for the Blind.
Right, yeah. Go ahead and give them a plug, yeah.
Yeah, and so, and I read for the Library of Congress, and I read all the gay books. And so Q made its appearance this year.
For questioning.
Questioning. And it was explained that way in the book.
Lesbian, gay, transgender.
LGBT, bisexual.
Oh, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Q. Questioning.
Gotcha.
Sometimes why. Yeah.
Most of the time. And why?
Why?
Oh.
Why? Because we like you. And speaking of that, Ellen Page, huh?
I'm shocked.
Fill me in.
Were you?
Is she in the...
She came out.
Juno?
Who?
Juno.
You don't know who Ellen Page is?
Didn't she compete in the Luge?
No, she didn't.
Then I really don't know.
No, she's an actress. She was in Juno, among other things. She's a very good young actress.
Yep. Okay.
Canadian.
Yeah.
This may not be relevant, but she came out last night. I was very good. I saw the video online. I usually don't watch a lot of those videos, but...
Vancouver hosted the Olympics. That's in Canada. That was 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Winter Olympics.
Right. Well, what's so
Calgary
good about
in 88. That was the Winter Olympics, too.
Yeah. I guess I bears repeating. I don't give a shit about the Olympics.
Is that what you were doing, though, watching
FaceTube?
Like a grandparent would say.
I know. Yeah, I watched that FaceTube last night.
I watched it, yeah. I watched it, well
your new...
On my new phone, my new iPhone.
Watch out!
I don't know how to use it.
You have a limit.
A limit?
Oh,
on
yeah,
what?
Man.
Yeah, you have a 1 gigabyte limit data. I reached it last Saturday. In one day, I used 60% up.
Yeah,
of course, you know what I was doing? Watching the Olympics.
What do you
at
mean?
Work?
I don't know what you're talking.
No,
about.
No, I was at home, but I have. If I have, Apple TV.
Okay.
So the stuff I wanted to watch wasn't on regular TV, so I did. You know. I go through the Apple TV, and then you can go into your television. So I was watching, my phone was on running it, but I was watching it on the television.
Oh, and I thought if it wasn't on Wi-Fi?
No, if you do this,
Salt Taker.
I forgot, there's something in there, but it says you can either, it'll either show up on your screen on your phone, or it goes through Apple TV into your TV. So I was watching on my phone, but I was watching...
Yeah, you can burn through that data.
Oh, I totally did.
Be very careful.
Be very careful, Chris. Because the overage charges for AT&T, it's bend over, grab your ankles, and relax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's sort of like the Olympics, right?
No, I know what you're talking about at the Olympics. I just don't give a shit. And so it's actually a huge difference. yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't my intention to get like a really bitchin' phone, top of the line phone, but I needed a new phone and figured, you know what, I'll head into the smartphone
era.
And you know, it's like I was telling you guys, you know, it's kind of like buying, you know, like the guy that's got a, you know, he's got an older car, and then all of a sudden he gets a real nice car, and then he totals it on the first night.
Yeah, don't drop
a lot.
Huh?
Pulling out of the lot.
Yeah, pulling out of the lot.
Wow.
Oh, and speaking of that. I was watching a movie on...
your phone?
HBO, no.
Okay.
No. And In Good Company, Dennis Quaid, Topher Grace. Don't ask me why. I guess I was tired and didn't have the energy to actually change the channel. But it was one of those things where, you know, Topher Grace plays his fucking dick, and and he buys a brand new car. And it's one of these things where you go, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen.
What happened?
Well, so he buys a new car. It's really a new Porsche, you know, top. And he's adjusting the mirrors, doing all this shit, and doing this shit. Pulls off the lot. Gets a fucking truck, runs right into him.
Was he killed?
That actually would have been a nice twist.
Right. That would have made it interesting.
Then, you know, I would have understood that. But anyway, it was just kind of, I don't have anything against him personally, but it was just like, wow. I mean, you could have diagrammed that, you know, from fucking.
Yeah, well, that's what audiences want, that.
And then, of course, they do. And then, of course, because it's safe.
Right. That's why they call it I'm just quoting you on this, Chris. That's why they call it show business.
Yeah. It is a business.
It's a business. So, you know, you're going to be safe. You're going to have 83 people write a script.
Right, right. Well, it's all market research.
Exactly. And he was the hot actor at the time, right?
Right. And Dennis Quaid was in it, and a youngish Scarlett Johansson.
I remember. I saw this movie.
Did you? Well, then, of course,
it's not a true story.
You know what? That's the thing. I didn't really watch close enough. Maybe it was based on a true story.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
Did you see a bee? What happened?
No, put that down. That just because it was in the hummus doesn't mean you can eat it.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm moving.
Okay.
I don't eat bugs.
Well, good.
And by the way, the hard thing is like I'm trying to stick to a semi-rigorous Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not eating any meat? Is that what it is, though?
Well, I'll eat meat, but I'm not eating like fried. You know, I'm not eating red meat.
You're eating lamb?
No.
Duck?
That's Mediterranean.
Yeah, I guess I'm not totally Mediterranean. I don't eat red meat.
Do you eat duck, though?
No.
That's not red meat.
I mean, I accidentally hit a duck.
And then you took it home. I don't know if you ate it.
Well, no,
we had to take it
to the vet. It wasn't quite dead. So I brought him home so Denise could try to do some CPR.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
But she did her best. I mean,
but it died?
Well, I mean, it took me 20 minutes to get home.
What'd you do with it?
Him? It's him?
Yeah, him. How did you know it was a... How do you tell the sex of a duck?
We have a guide. We have a manual.
You have a manual?
Yeah.
Manual of all creatures.
Of all living creatures.
Large and small.
There's a chart. We've been to his house. It's hanging right there.
Oh, no, it's in my office.
Okay.
It's right next to the globe. It's on the wall. It's big.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I wasn't paying attention. I couldn't.
Well, it is my study.
I couldn't get past the mural of that 6-foot mural of himself. That's where I stopped. As soon as you go in the door.
But first of all, it was a gift. I didn't paint it. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, but you hung it up.
Well,
it's of your face.
Well, it's a portrait. I'm sorry. I mean, I can't hang it up at the Louisville Improvisers Manor anymore.
Well.
Because you guys got so testy because nobody painted your portrait.
Well,
yeah.
It's just, it didn't fit, okay? You know, we spent a lot of money for those design fees, okay?
I agree. So I hung it in my study because it was a gift from our number one fan.
Her?
Yeah. Wendy?
Wendy?
Yeah, it was Wendy. Right?
I didn't know Wendy had that kind of money.
Well, no, she
painted it?
She, well...
Or commissioned it?
Well, she commissioned it, and I'm not sure if... Who painted it? I mean, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a good likeness and everything.
Well, it's close
realistic.
Enough. I mean, you know, obviously people can identify it. But
sort of reminds
abstract.
Me of like Peter Max.
Well, it's a cross between a Picasso and a Peter Max. I mean, I wish, you know, I'm more of a Hockney fan.
Mm-hmm.
Field or ice?
David Hockney. No, oh. David.
Oh.
Deaf,
you know,
English painter.
L.A. swimming pool. What's the name of that painting?
Yeah, I think that's it.
No, that's it. L.A. swimming pool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's great. And then,
that's a huge canvas, too, isn't it?
It is. It actually, and actually, he lent it to us. I mean, you guys remember that?
Yeah.
It was in our galleria.
And the MoMA got really pissed off.
Right, because they didn't know we had it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Them again.
Well, MoMA, look.
Yeah. You know, all I want to say about that is, you know, we didn't tear down 150-year-old buildings to expand our museum.
No, no, our well, no, our,
we were in a cornfield,
right?
No. Well, no, I mean, our
was a burial site.
It was, and
hey, I moved all of those bones
respectfully, with dignity. Yeah,
but they're in the display case.
Yeah,
so you know, while they've been exhumed, yeah. Sure,
I put them in there. I don't see a problem with that. Do you? Brian, you're giving me that look again. Okay.
Well, it may be my Native American heritage.
And I understand that.
But these weren't Native Americans. They were Irish.
Oh, well, no, fuck it. That's fine.
Yeah. Look. Yes, we exhumed them. We did not throw them out.
Right.
We have them in a place of honor in a display case.
Right. They're in the South Wing.
They're in the South
Wing. You haven't been in the South Wing yet, Brian.
No, I don't.
It
scares me a little.
Well, it's the Hall of Nations. So we have our Mexican display.
Right. Yeah. The Mexican display, the Irish bones.
Right.
Right.
The
Elvis tribute wall.
Yeah, because he transcends all nations.
Exactly. He is nations.
Well, he is a nation unto himself. And then we have our Santeria exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean...
Hey, it's time to change the
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, I was going to ask when...
I think that's... What is it?
You've got to change the chicken. Did you get it?
Well, no.
It was your turn. Did you look on the board?
I mean, I don't have to get... I have a chicken.
Well, you just say... That thing is probably really stinky by now.
Well, you haven't even checked?
I haven't been in the South Wing in weeks.
Well,
the Olympics.
Dude, yeah, I mean, I know. The world stops for Alec whenever the Olympics run. I mean, that's...
Greatest thing that ever happened was when the winner moved to the in-between. So now I only have to wait 2 years for the Olympics.
You have responsibilities. I hope you know that to the Louisville Improvisers Corporation.
I made the show last night.
You did. And you got there right before the showtime and you left right after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I had to give you the banner. I had to yell after you. I almost fell on the ice.
Midnight here. What time is it there? I got to see the start of the early morning competitions.
That's very exciting for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brian?
What?
Brian.
What?
Are you awake?
No, I'm here.
And was it the hummus making you kind of logy?
Did you eat some of the hummus?
Yeah, I saw him. That's the thing about him. He said, oh, no. But you nibble.
Well, I wanted to try it.
Yeah, it's good.
What here isn't?
Everything here is good.
I've never eaten anything at the Bargetown that wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Doug is amazing.
Well, Doug, I mean, you know, that's
and Scott?
Well, Tina. I love Scott, you know, I mean, but Doug's in the kitchen. I don't know if Scott does any of the cooking.
No, he doesn't. He just bartends.
Yeah, he bartends and
kvetches.
And kvetches, and he was salting down the front walk last night when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you see Doug out there. He's working the restaurant. He's got his apron on. He's like the host. He's like an old Italian mother.
I feel
like
he is.
Every time I go into the bar time, I feel like Doug is taking us to his bosom.
I think he's done that.
It's somewhere around his belt.
Yeah. Wow. I raise the bar, you lower it. Yeah, business as usual. Nice. I'm going out tonight.
Okay.
You guys,
what do you have going on?
Well, you know, there's some... there's some wrestling. There's some wrestling in town, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sanctioned. Maybe just a guy in his backyard, but...
No. I heard about that. That's going to be over at the old Mayo High School in the gym.
Okay, you've
got to go to the back door
right.
And crawl in between where the chain is really loose.
Right. I think it was like I got an invitation on Facebook or...
I got one in my mailbox.
Yeah, Face Chat, Snapchat.
No, I mean like my physical...
I do.
My physical mailbox.
Oh, your actual mailbox.
My actual mailbox.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Brian, I think you got one, too.
In my physical mailbox?
At school, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's everything is sent to my school address when it comes to unsanctioned
wrestling. Yeah, well, right.
Because
you're obviously not getting your bills anymore.
Right.
Well, I'm getting them.
Are you getting them?
Was there another B?
Yeah, no, I'm just...
Spring's coming.
It is coming.
Yeah, can't wait.
No. First of all, for the record, there's no flies or bees inside the restaurant.
No.
It's a clean establishment.
But if there were, they would be friendly.
They would.
Warm
and clean.
Yeah.
Non-invasive.
Welcomed.
Mm-hmm. And welcoming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we share the space. And I think that's the thing about the Louisville Improvisers is that we welcome all creatures, big and small, insects, vertebrates.
That's all in the North Wing.
God's creatures.
All God's creatures.
Yeah. The Nature Wing.
Yeah.
It was a nature conservatory.
God.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the condor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally let him out of his cage last night.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Did you bring a crew over there last night?
Well, it was late, and I'd had a couple of drinks. I'm like, you guys got to check out the condor. And they're like, but you can't even spread his wings. I go, yeah. Hold on, Raphael.
You took him into the gym, didn't you?
I did.
God.
I did. Yeah.
I regret the day I told you to do that.
Well, no, it was great. Yeah. I mean, until he flew into the basket.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the backboard? Yeah, he broke the glass backboard.
But he's fine. The condor's fine.
Well, the condor, I mean, they're huge. You know how big that guy is.
Probably his wingspan is 17 feet, six inches.
He's got to weigh close to 100 pounds. I think we're overfeeding him.
Yeah.
Brian?
Well, I don't know. He just looks at you with those eyes.
Oh, and they're both inviting and accusing.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Really? I feel threatened and titillated.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, which works in most relationships.
Yeah, anyway. It's worked for me in the past.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah,
I guess you're single again.
What, today?
Well, no. Wait, so this is like a one-night thing with the tall-ish girl?
Oh, no, it didn't go any further than what you saw.
Oh, really? It seemed like you guys were deep in conversation.
Well, yeah, we looked over and you were sticking your finger in the Whitman sampler. Is that what it was?
Yep.
Russell Stover. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Yeah, it sort of killed them. Honestly, you kind of killed what I had going on.
Oh, really? How is that even possible? Like, you're in deep conversation.
Well, thank you. You're giving me too much credit.
You're right.
Things are easily derailed.
Yes. And you know what? That's fine. Because I actually have somebody you should meet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's tall-ish.
Tell me more.
She's a Somalian.
Refugee?
Technically. On a work visa. Yeah. I met her down at the ministry. I taught an improv workshop down at the Somali embassy.
You're still doing those pro bono?
Yeah, but it pays off. Look, eventually they're going to get money. And I'm going to be there on the ground floor.
That's the business aspect.
Don't ever forget.
Yeah.
It is a business.
Hey, what do you think paid for the Louisville Improvisers Manor?
Grit.
Fortitude.
Determination.
Drive.
Yep. Handies.
I mean, you know, this ship doesn't write itself.
And that's a great metaphor.
It is a ship. We're like the Mayflower.
Heading to
Plymouth.
Yeah.
Hopefully not Plymouth Rock. But we're heading towards the new country, the new frontier.
Of improv.
That's what we do.
Where all the suggestions are paved with gold.
And there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met.
Oh, that's good.
Chris?
Yeah.
Get the check.
Okay. Tina!